The Waterfall of Yarrow, or the Fountain of Youth, read by Claire Lacey. Long, long ago, when the oldest stork was young, there lived an aged woodcutter and his son on the slopes of the mountain Targi in the province of Mino. They gained a frugal livelihood by cutting brushwood on the hillside and carrying it in bundles on their back to sell in the nearest market town, for they were too poor to own an ox.
All through the summer, he took me out in his Thunderbird, which was impossible to get into because it was so low. It was not a fun experience at all because of Colin's terribly fast, erratic driving. We went down to Bray, Berkshire, for long lunches and spent a lot of time lying about in meadows. In London, he took me out to dinners, introducing me to his friends, before returning to his flat where a lot of heavy petting went on. "May I offer you refreshment, Miss Dobbs?" "Oh, no, thank you, Mrs. Willis." "Do sit down. I expect you've come to make arrangements for Miss Waite coming home."
"Actually, Mrs. Willis, I came to see you." The woman looked across at Maisie, her eyes wide.
"Me, Miss Dobbs?"
The mirror caught Tommy Ekman's self-satisfied smile. The brilliant white teeth between open lips were the most obvious sign, but it was the sparkle in the cool blue eyes that really reflected the inner delight. Despite it being 7 in the morning, his eyes weren't fogged up with sleep. He had been lying awake for the last half hour. He had been thinking about her. General Sash was 104 years old. He lived with his granddaughter, Sally Poker Sash, who was 62 years old and who prayed every night on her knees that he would live until her graduation from college. The general didn't give two slaps for her graduation, but he never doubted he would live for it. Livin' had got to be such a habit with him he couldn't conceive of any other condition. A graduation exercise was not exactly his idea of a good time, even if, as she said, he would be expected to sit on the stage in his uniform. On the 2nd of November 1996, 16-year-old Damien Nettles went out for the evening with friends in his hometown of Cowes, Isle of Wight. CCTV recorded him in a chip shop at approximately 23:40 and then again on the high street just after midnight. He hasn't been seen since.